Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, Jessica Alsman and Jess Hooker, plus Josh needs new glasses and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast.
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
That's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
When the worries of the world have got you feeling down, and you're looking for some radio that is pretty good. America's number one music comedy show, Bob and Tom. They're usually pretty good.
Except on Mondays.
Thank you, Bob. We're not known for our Monday shows.
Might have been overstayed.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Apparently, I drunk haunted show, apparently.
Yes.
Did you hear that?
It was my computer.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Whatever frequency that is.
What are you watching?
Whatever frequency that is, I can't hear.
There was a David Lee Roth.
Watching The Bachelorette? You're watching David Lee Roth videos.
He's going on tour with Kiss. Ace and I are going to go see him. I'm a big fan.
Skibbity-doo-bity-doo. That's rock and roll.
There's Ace, there's Chick, that's Josh, I'm Tom, that's Pat Godwin. Back from another romantic weekend.
Oh, yeah. Really? Good.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about it.
Didn't work out. The Jessicas are here. Jess Hooker is over there, and Jessica Alsman is handling the news duties today.
Hello.
Good to see you, ladies. It's always a pleasure. Now, real quick wrap up here. Congratulations to Chick McGee. Got the Super Bowl right.
He sure did.
And his overall season now.
52-51 on the season. Yeah.
Did you double or triple or anything in the Super Bowl?
14 shocked.
You 14 shocked it.
14 shocked.
Good for you. Took all his losses for the season.
Some would say it cheapened the entire season, but I say no. I say it's one game over 500 is what I say.
That's right. Good for you, man.
Chiefs minus the 2. Oh, okay. It was too easy. Like taking money, Tom.
Well done.
You did what I did, right? You took everything you lost to this season, doubled it, put it on the Super Bowl. Now you're in the money.
Oh, you betcha.
Well, there you go.
Chick, you're one of the biggest football fans I know. Did you enjoy the game last night?
I did, very much.
Okay,
yes,
good.
Yes,
good.
I did. I watched
and you sent me a
Kyle
thing saying,
Shanahan implode. There's nothing better.
And you sent me a thing saying that it was in anticipation that it might be one of the best Super Bowl games ever.
According to...
Ahead of time, they thought
a prognosis. Yeah, it was one of the toughest ones to call.
And there's only one call that people are whining about, apparently. Is that correct? The offensive interference call. A lot of whining about that today.
Which shouldn't exist anyway, but...
That's right, because if a football is coming at you and I'm the defensive guy,
right?
What do I do, Josh?
You want to tackle the guy who's about to catch the ball.
I agree.
And I was mad when, was it Kittle that got the pass interference penalty?
Pass interference, right. That's what we're talking about. Yeah.
If a guy's trying to tackle you when you want to catch the ball, you should be able to push him away
away. Yeah. It's football.
That was the big beef.
That actually, I really do believe that.
That could have turned the tide.
The big beef last night was right before halftime when the 49ers had the ball. Shanahan didn't use any of his timeouts. I guess he was waiting to use them for this weekend's game. So
I bet I know what made you mad.
I bet you have no idea, but you think you do.
I know what made you mad. What? When Kansas City went for it on fourth down and they did that trick play where they shifted the whole backfield.
Did that upset you?
No, but didn't.
Really?
Because
I thought trick plays, you didn't like trick plays.
That's not really a trick play.
Where they spun around like they were all dancing? All of a sudden, did you see that play, Josh? It's like they're
Seen it.
It's like they're the four tops. They all spin around and move to the right.
Nope, they shifted before they snapped the ball.
There was a quarterback.
They weren't dancing.
Did they spin around, yes or no?
I don't think they spun around.
A quarterback sneak that fooled me so badly.
Yeah.
Mahomes, I thought, passed it to the guy. And I go, why is that guy slowing down? What is he doing?
What the hell is he doing?
And my girlfriend had to go, no, it was a quarterback sneak.
Well, in your defense, you were watching your poor dog who had diarrhea all weekend. Yeah. You were walking around with a bucket. I'm sorry.
Tom, you're exactly correct. All four spun around.
Like they were dancing.
And moved. Like they were dancing.
What didn't I freaked out. I loved it.
I freaked out.
It put Patrick Mahomes behind the guard.
My man.
So it was a direct snap to the running back.
Ah.
Yeah, the wildcat formation.
But I thought you'd hate that because you don't like trick plays, and I love trick plays.
I didn't hate it because I didn't have to watch the game with you. I didn't hate it.
Did you watch the game by yourself?
Second half, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any cocktails involved?
Nope. Nope.
Just asking. Fair question.
There might be some yet this morning.
Keep this up.
Or keep running your trap about Woody Allen. I can tell you that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. How are you?
I made up for the lack of chicks effort. I'm still a little hungover from the Super Bowl.
Oh, did you like it?
I was good. But I forgot, I can't even call it the Super Bowl, or they might sue me or something.
Yeah, what's that all about?
Now, I love when people threaten to sue you. For what? What are you going to get from me you ain't already got? You can just sue me. I mean, unless you need wheels for an 87 Grand Marquis, then you're probably going to be disappointed.
Not a lot of money right now.
Well, I had one place try to garnish my wages a few years ago. Because there were a couple super late VHS returns. Said I owed them like $197 American in late fees.
Oh.
I'm like, really? These movies only cost like $30 combined, brand new in the box, mint condition. And if I'd known that Backdoor Bangers and Hung Fu Enter the Fist were that good, I'd have bought them right off the rack on Blu-ray. And as soon as I found out they was trying to garnish my paycheck, I just quit my job and refused to sign a new one until they dropped the lawsuit.
Oh, good move.
I swear to God. Anyways, back to the Super Bowl. First off, the commercials. Spoiler alert. Oh, my, Jimmy Fallon, how far ye fallen. Used to be a time you only just sucked. But thanks to your new Super Bowl commercial, we learned Michelob Ultra's got more calories than you got laughs. Hey, maybe next year you can throw in a banana peel or team up with Nick Cannon to compete with Dead Air or see if Sam Elliott's horse can rat for you. I swear to God. I'm just saying, I bet Jay Leno is rolling over in his grave after seeing that.
Jay's not deceased, fortunately.
Same with Post Malone. If that dick couldn't rap, he'd just be another drive-thru worker with a dollar menu tatted on his face. Hey, dude, you want your change? No, thanks, Malone. Keep that and the MRSA. Swear to God. Now to the halftime show. So much booty, man. They made the Kardashians look bulimic. Swear to God. It's so hot. I should have sat next to the fire extinguisher. But between J-Lo and Shakira's booty, I don't know who had more milk in their shake. But I think I speak for us all, man, when I say this morning my sperm eggs are curdled. And I'm proud to announce it. Well, I'm dead serious, Josh. With all that eye contact and tonguing and twerking, they may have just brought about peace to the Middle East last night.
They may have. Josh,
I'm man enough to say it. I may have shed a tear or two as well, because you know, I was sitting there partying with my buddies, half a chub, a single tear running down my cheek. They should make that an emotional moment to a Budweiser commercial for next year's game. I got to get my dick bastard boss Randy just showed up 2 hours late like usual. Real quick, Danny DeVito's daughter, Demi, she kicked ass at the start with that Star Spangled Banner.
Well, Star Spangled Banner.
And luckily for her, she got all her mom's genes, because Danny's one ugly dude. He's even got the posture of a peanut M&M now. You know? But his daughter, Demi's fire ass hot. I'd like to take me Demi, J-Lo, and Shakira and make a Donnie Baker Club sandwich.
What's that?
Yeah, and Shakira, by the way, spoiler alert, you're my favorite between them. And not to say I rank my spank bank, but she just passed Miss Brittany and the hot chick on the Cholula bottle last night. I gotta go.
All right. That's funny. Yeah, that was one nice halftime show. That's Demi Lovato, right?
Yeah, yes. Mm-hmm.
Not Danny DeVito. No relation to Danny.
No, okay. No.
By the way, I didn't know if they were going to run the Mr. Peanut thing.
Yeah, they ended up doing it, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. I thought it was good. I knew they weren't going to really kill off Mr. Peanut.
Of course not, yeah.
It was a baby nut.
In the tradition, yeah. I think it's kind of in the tradition of Baby Yoda.
It's like Groot.
They can bring it back.
Baby Groot, yeah.
Because Groot died, yeah. But he had a little Groot.
Right, yeah, same notion. Very good, very good. now, we have some news to get to here. What else is happening that we've missed?
UC Berkeley is offering a class in adulting. Basic life skills young people may have missed until college provided a wake-up call.
It should be mandatory.
Yeah. I've been mm-hmm. talking about this forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The class is so popular, it's turning students away. I want to feel prepared, like I know what I'm doing and I know how to be an adult, said Allegra Estrada, 21.
That'll never happen. But
pre-med junior at Cal. And you know as much as you want about physics or biology or English, but that doesn't help you when you need to do your taxes or figure out what to eat.
Okay. Figure out what to eat. God.
Now that, wait,
I don't know.
That
I don't care whatever you want to eat.
It's not that deep. Mm-hmm. I want to know how to change my oil, do your taxes, fix a faucet that's leaking.
Right.
That, what was that person's name?
Allegra Estrada.
Isn't Allegra a...
It's an allergy medicine. Yeah.
Wow.
And then Eric Estrada's...
sister name's Brevison. Yeah. Am I right?
I'd like you to meet Zantac. Oh, we had to discontinue him. I've been talking about this for high schools forever.
Yeah, basic life skills.
Basics, yeah, how to change a tire.
I can't do it. Yeah.
I know Pat.
You can't change a tire?
No.
None of those.
Pat
skills.
Can't do anything.
My dad wouldn't let me drive until I could change a tire and change my own oil.
We had to do it at driver's ed.
But changing a tire has gotten real tricky because you have to put it underneath a certain point on the car.
Yeah,
to
but
lift it
you,
up,
you right? look it up and yeah, the, yeah but it, and you don't do it.
You look at the manual. Is that what you're saying?
In the sand. Oh, yeah. But yeah, the other skills there are in life, like home ownership, how to unclog a toilet.
Yeah. Sure, no,
sure. I remember I got a call from a friend of mine one day. This I can never forget it, and it was really freezing outside. He goes, "Oh my God, the heat's off at my house." And I said, "Would you have gas or electric?" And he said, "I don't know."
Oh my gosh!
And I said, "What do you don't know? Do you have a gas? I don't know."
Yeah, did you hear that story, Pat?
Yeah, I've heard that story before. I think I told it to him.
Yeah, you didn't tell it to me. You were the one on the phone, you idiot. So he had to walk around his apartment, just open every closet door. Okay, what's in there? Well, there's this big black the machine with this big black gold. No, there was. So we finally found. Okay, that's a furnace. Mm-hmm. Now describe the pipes going into it.
Yeah,
and it was gas.
I don't remember. I think it was.
Yeah. And then I said, "Don't you try to relight it? You'll blow up the whole apartment complex."
Oh, gosh.
But I mean, just how could you not know if you had a gas furnace? Weren't you paying? Oh, what am I asking? Were you paying the gas?
He barely knows where he is right now.
Where am I?
Probably shouldn't bring that up. The utility will track him down.
Now,
that's getinlinegodwin.com.
Tom, you having said all this? Do you think Pat, you and Pat are good friends or bad friends?
No, I'm making a point. Pat's a brilliant musician. Oh. Artist and comedian,
yes, but
he can't do the basic things in life.
Barely know how to walk.
It's so odd you being the oldest of what, six?
Yeah.
and you can't figure it out.
Cannot do that. My dad was not, he did not, he was a theatrical guy. He was
yeah.
a director right. of the theater arts.
Right. And your mother was very maternal and caring. And
yeah, she was more of the...
Do you actually pay your own bills now? I mean... Do you write the checks?
Do I write checks?
Yes.
I've written a couple. They come right back to me. Oh, I've tried to float a few things at the Kroger.
Okay, again, my point is, my other argument is, I think that they should bring back shop class.
Oh,
sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I loved shop class.
It's not even shop. It's technology. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they call
but
it.
But so. Whatever you want to, and they don't call it home economics, but yeah, cooking for boys and girls, men and women. This is a great idea.
Mm-hmm. So UC Berkeley says they're turning students away for this class.
So many people are trying to sign up for it.
So, however, the free speech class there, plenty of room. tons of seats open.
Ironically, the founding of the free speech movement was in Berkeley.
No one seems to be too interested in that one.
Yeah, no, not anymore. The free speech, as long as you agree with us, is the Berkeley right. the Berkeley one. I went there for a while, I know. But if you're taking a course in how to be an adult and you show up with an $8 cup of coffee, maybe you should start right there.
Yeah.
I can't understand why I've got so much student debt.
That's me.
An $8 cup of coffee.
That's smart. Very smart. Basic life skills.
Is there anything that you, as an adult, like when you grew up, you were like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to do this?
I wish that there had been a course, and even if it was, kind of a two-weeker, about student loans and how interest is accrued and how all that stuff is. Every kid who's going to get student loans should have to go through.
And why you don't want to go $200,000 into debt to learn about the history of poetry in Tokyo in the 1920s.
Right.
I can't understand why I can't get a job. Well, if you kill the professor, the only one who...
You have to kill a professor.
I actually heard an interview with
Pirate Roberts
with some right? woman that owed sharp. 200 grand in student debt, and she had been studying something like ancient Japanese poetry, and the guy said, well, are there any jobs in this? Well, my main professor, that's the only one in the country. Oh, well, good move borrowing all that money. Hope for an early death.
I still have to find out where my water shutoff is at the new
that's
the new compound.
Call Tom. He knows.
I don't have one in my house.
You don't have a water shutoff?
The only water shutoff is in the yard, so you have to actually take the little...
Oh, you have one of those like Florida key cap. Things?
Tom, do I have water shutoff? I'm not quite sure.
Are
I
you
can
on a
shut
well?
Off the water to the water softener. I know where that is, but I don't know.
Yeah, Pat's never had to worry about the water shutoff. The water company usually does.
They do it for me. They do it for me.
It's a service they provide.
These are all jokes.
Tom's never laughed hard. Never laughed hard.
That's a great idea, though. Okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to find out for my buddy, Dr. Lanter, if you're going to get the LASIK. Is that what's happening?
Well, I'm going to go in. I, at the very least, need a new prescription, so we'll find out. Yeah, see what I'm eligible for.
So the new prescription, I mean new glasses?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, painkillers.
No, yeah, that's a fair
question. Talking about?
That is a fair question. He's used to talking to...
I mean the frames. That could... Because you only worn the same... Do you have just one pair of those?
I do, and what I'd like to do...
I'd like to do...
This I'm going to get...
A Lartsack of maneuver and throw it at a chick. I'll help.
I want to get black and maybe red and blue and coordinate them with my outfits.
Your outfits?
Yes.
What the hell just happened?
That sounds like something Pat's dad would want to
Christy
do.
Christy does it, and I always.
And Christy's a girl.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't think there's any shame in a man looking good for
other men.
So wait a second. So does your girlfriend want you to?
Yeah, she said it.
Dressed like a thespian?
I think she's fine with me
switching glasses based
it up.
On
how about
your outfits?
Endless number of scarves to wear around?
Puka shells,
you
perhaps.
Know what, Josh? Chick can't say anything, because how many pairs of glasses do you have, you think?
I don't know, 20, 30, 40.
I don't know why you'd bring my collection
or more.
Of ascots into this.
I love an ascot.
How long have you been wearing those frames?
20 plus years.
Wow.
I mean, they have sand in them from the last time I was at a beach, which was a good 12 years ago.
Is it the same prescription, though? And you can still see?
Same frames?
Yeah, I can still see, but not as good as I used to. Ah. So I need a stronger prescription.
So if those glasses could talk.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you do it with your glasses on?
I bet you do. You like to see, don't you?
Do you do it?
The joke is that I...
I take them off for certain things, and I put them on for other things, and I take them. They
kind of
go
like
on.
Eye protection, kind of, in case there's any.
Well, they get in the way. If you're working or not working,
when you're being thorough.
Yes.
Well, here, let me show you something.
Oh God!
Oh, no. No!
Please,
not,
don't
this
do
is
that.
Not crap. But if you can.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Glasses are on.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I see. Okay.
I mean, if you really want,
there's a lot of head motion.
All right.
Just delete that video.
Boy, once again, the best reason to have the VIP camera.
Goodbye erections. So some of the things that if there's not just sand in those glasses.
Right. So that's tough.
There's DNA apparently. Let's just move on. I'm sorry I asked.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in the oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.